Good morning. Welcome to the Finance Administration Operations Committee meeting. Will the Secretary please take the roll?
Okay. Committee Chair Peterson?
Here.
Director Darcy?
Here.
Director Gonzalez?
Here.
We have a quorum.
Thank you. Any public comment today? Being no public comment, I would make a call for a motion for approval of the minutes of the Finance Administration Operations Committee meeting and executive session held on July 18th, 2012. Do I hear a motion for approval?
So moved.
A second?
Second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. Executive Director, any items for discussion today?
No, Chair. I don't have any additional items for discussion.
Okay. Timing is everything. Mike Kelch is here.
Just wanted to bring you the latest.
That's right. You left the latest and greatest update to numbers. Looking forward to your presentation on the financial review report for the second quarter ending June 30th. And we have it here already. So we have everybody's handouts already to review.
Ready to start?
We're ready for
okay.
It. Yeah.
Sorry, I was late. Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
I wanted to cover the quarterly financial review for the second quarter of 2012. As we start every quarterly presentation, we want to remind you kind of the big picture overall financial plan with respect to revenues and allocation of that revenue. A total of $973 million in revenue was budgeted, of course almost entirely total revenue and evasion recovery. And that's allocated $268 million to our operating budget. $10 million, we're going to increase our operating reserve by $10 million in 2012. There's $255 million budgeted for debt service transfers to our trustee to pay principal and interest payments. And finally, there's $440 million that we can set aside in our two capital accounts to be used on the capital program. And that's the renewal and replacement account and an improvement account. In the second quarter, total revenue did exceed what we budgeted by $1.6 million. That's due to the fact that year-over-year transactions, which were forecast to decrease 5.2% in the second quarter, actually decreased only 2.2%. And as we go further into this presentation, you'll see that actually commercial vehicle traffic did increase and passenger vehicle traffic, as we had expected, declined as a result of the toll rate increase that was put into effect in January. Evasion recovery. This is an area of discussion this morning. Evasion recovery was down in large part due to the fact that we made an adjustment or a change in accounting treatment for evasion recovery as a result of discussions that we had with our new auditors this year. Previous auditors had suggested that we should book the revenue or recognize the revenue when the notice is issued net of an allowance for bad debt. So we would book essentially the net amount we expected to collect over time from those notices that were issued from fines. The new audit firm suggests that we shouldn't recognize any revenue until we collect it with respect to the $20 fines. So there's an adjustment we're going to make in 2012 to reflect that change for the fact that we had been carrying receivables at the end of 2011. And we'll talk a little bit more about that on subsequent pages. The maintenance and operations budget was $4 million below budget for the second quarter. It's the second quarter in a row where we've been under budget with respect to the operating accounts. We'll speak to the detail of that as well, primarily in payroll and in contracted services and materials. Capital budget was $29 million. Our capital program was $29 million below budget. In large part, this is due to schedule modifications, which are primarily the result of procurement-related challenges and delays. We did have some bid savings and some modest scope reductions that contributed to that $29 million variance. So numerically, in the second quarter, you can see toll revenue and evasion recovery in total down about $6 million and revenue in total down $6.7 million for the quarter. Again, we mentioned that this change in accounting treatment for evasion recovery impacted that revenue source, the top revenue source, by $5.8 million. Again, this is an adjustment that we will make in the first half of the year, $5.8 million, and $5.8 million in the second half of the year. And what it reflects is an adjustment for $11.6 million of receivables that we had been carrying for evasion recovery at the end of 2011 that will need to be reversed out in 2012. So it will be a one-time, so to speak, adjustment that's made in 2012. The underlying evasion recovery is really very close to what we had anticipated at the start of the year, maybe a little bit less.
So Mike, in terms of the accounting, it's the change in the amount of money that the tollway is receiving, it's just how you book it.
Right? We're continuing to collect very close to what we had anticipated at the start of the year.
So it's not going to require a prior period adjustment in 2011, is it, because it's a minimal amount, they're just going to go ahead and reverse it in 2012?
Precisely, there's it's doesn't rise to the level of materiality.
Okay. Is this due to our new account, KPMG? Is our
KPMG is the...
And they have their new approach, new philosophy is...
Yes, their reading of non-transaction, or
Exchange.
Exchange transactions, non-exchange transactions, and the criteria that's associated with booking that revenue was a little bit different than the Gladry and Crow prior to that.
So let's ask our expert here.
Is that I've right seen other and the municipalities, I see that, especially when it's a fine. They're saying that just because you send the ticket out doesn't mean it's a receivable, because they haven't actually said that they haven't had their day in court yet.
Yeah.
So it's usually once that money is received is when they're admitting guilt, and that's when you book the receivable or the collection of that receivable,
right,
or the day after the court date.
And I think in our case, the analysis was that you had about 3 weeks to have a hearing, and if you didn't have that hearing within 3 weeks, it was essentially deemed to be adjudicated as a fine. But some of it, I think, also had to do with McGladrey's view of
who was our previous
right. That McGladrey's view of the
modified accrual and how many days after the close of the period did those receivables actually come in?
Right. Their analysis of how quickly it came in, right? How much was reserved and so forth.
Mike, on the passenger traffic revenue, the consultants had said that they forecasted a 5.9% decrease. How did the second quarter do with passenger traffic?
Good question. Yeah. Can we go
five? Oh, next. Okay, go ahead. Keep going.
Okay. It's a couple more slides. maintenance and operating expenditures. As we had mentioned a little earlier, payroll and related costs, both the wage category and the salary category, are less than we budgeted for the second quarter. It's really due to the fact we have more vacancies at this point in the year than we had planned during the budget process. Group insurance, very close to estimate. We're watching that closely. We have had some large claims, and we'll be watching that closely through the remainder of the year. Contractual services, our customer service costs, quite frankly, are a little bit less this year than we had budgeted. We had budgeted for an increase because of the change in the toll rate. The increase hasn't been quite as we had anticipated. Materials operating supplies really relates to a mild winter. And the expectation is that we will not need as much in funding, for example, to refill the salt domes through the remainder of this summer and fall months than what we had budgeted for because of the mild winter. Parts and fuel we're monitoring closely. It is a little bit under budget, but you know, fuel prices have spiked up a little bit again. But all in all, good shape in the second quarter for the operating budget. Capital budget, again, we mentioned $29 million less than we had budgeted. Slightly ahead, you can see on the 294.57 interchange, some of the work we're doing there. But most of these differences, the majority are due to scheduling changes. And again, a lot of those scheduling changes are a result of procurement related challenges that we have, getting designers on board early and getting contractors out in the field. We do anticipate, I think we've mentioned this earlier, that by the end of 2012, we could have as much as $84 million in impact related to these scheduling changes, which are a result of primarily due to procurement challenges. So this is not entirely unexpected. There we go. Passenger vehicle transactions were forecast to decline 5.9%. They declined 2.6% through June. They are better than we had anticipated. Commercial vehicle traffic doing better than expected as well. And through the first 6 months, actual toll revenue had increased 44%, and we need to for toll revenues to increase 41% for the year. 44% on a comparable basis, same period of a year ago. Year-to-date revenue, I mentioned we were down about $6.6 million. Due to miscellaneous and some miscellaneous revenue and the evasion recovery accounting adjustment. For the year to date, even with that adjustment, we're only down 3.1, so if you reverse out that adjustment, we would be up 3.8 million if it weren't for the accounting change. And finally, on the operating budget through June, $6.4 million favorable variance through June. And you can see right now it's in the area of payroll and related costs, materials and operating supplies, again the winter, mild winter impact, and then and parts and fuel, but again on the fuel side of the budget, we may not have as much room as this suggests. And finally, fund balances. We had started the year with $26 million in our maintenance and operating account, including $9 in the day-to-day operating account, $17 million in reserve, and $229 million renewal and replacement, $137 in improvement. Those balances have increased in the operating reserve as we're setting aside, put aside half of the increase that we expect for the operating reserve. And as you can see, the capital accounts have increased in balance, again, in large part due to the fact that we have not expended as much on the capital program so far this year as we had anticipated at the start of the year. Any questions? There's more information in the appendix, more comparisons year to year and so forth.
Thanks, Lonnie.
Thank you.
I have a question for Paul. Is the procurement process evening out at all. I was hoping maybe some of these delays were a function of starting a new system. Are you seeing any improvements?
Some of the delays, I think, are partly due to that, that we're transitioning to a new system. We're making internal adjustments in our own schedules to try to account for how long it actually takes now to get a contract going.
I'm sorry. So it's not that we're improving the time, but we're just recognizing it's going to take longer.
I haven't seen a dramatic improvement in the turnaround time. We have seen some slight reduction. Mm-hmm. You know, our average time is coming down, but, you know, it hasn't been anything dramatic yet. And it's difficult to predict because it's really a contract-by-contract basis. So if one contract has a little nuance to it, that causes a lot of activity at the SBO or CPO level, it could, you know, that one could really skew the time for everything. And also, since all of our contracts are broken down into so many pieces, but they're all kind of linked together, if we're working on one corridor, mm-hmm. you know, a delay in one contract really pushes all of them. So
how does it affect pricing on those contracts that basically we've awarded their basic stipulations in there and say to a certain amount of time when you perform these services, if they're not performed by this date and time, then renegotiation of fees and
there is some risk on the pricing, but we do I believe our specifications allow us to award within 60 days and they have to keep the same price. So we haven't seen anything like that yet on contracts that we're awarding, just because it's taken us longer to get them going. We haven't seen any automatic increases. However, as we get near the end of the year, if we're not able to get these jobs completed in the field, then we may incur costs for putting the job into winterization, making sure, you know, that everything is, you know, in a proper form, you know, for carrying traffic through the winter, and then we may be subject to additional startup costs in the spring again if we have to finish them. But I don't think we're going to run into that on any of our jobs right now that we have going, but we did get a much later start on the Tri-State and even on the IDA job.
The contingencies of those budgets or change orders up to a certain point?
Yeah, every one of our construction contracts, and this has been the policy since we started the